This line is burning, turning to ashes. It hits the ear. Every step is a day in the week. It's a Sunday or Monday, March over months of the year.
Welcome to Nosecast. Homilies delivered in the Holy Gnosis of Thomas Chapel, the Ecclesia Gnostica, in Salt Lake City, Utah, by the Reverend Troy Pierce.
The intent for today is discernment. There are a few things that are more important, yet so often overlooked. When we consider things, frequently we take for granted that the discernment process has already occurred, that we already know what is the correct way, the best way to accomplish something, or which of two are the lesser of two evils, or if you like, master and commander, the lesser of two weevils. And that a discernment process doesn't need to occur. We already know the values of things, how things are done. We merely have to choose to do them. That seems to be the rather simplistic message we get so often in this world. But nothing is more important than discernment. We can seek to do nothing but good, have the best intentions, have the resources to accomplish good, and yet do nothing but ill, perhaps even accomplishing something bordering on or crossing the border into evil by setting out to do good. Why? Because the means, the process, the way in which things relate was not discerned. Instead of looking at the world, seeing what is there, as the passage from the Gospel of Thomas tells us, see what is in front of your face, and there is nothing that will not be revealed to you. Instead of seeing what is there, people often go out into the world more like a bull in a china shop, having their ideas of what is there, having their prejudgments of what is there. And regardless of their intentions, regardless of the intentions of a bull in a china shop, the end results are rather messy, if sometimes amusing. And so we must seek to discern, and not bypass, not try to circumvent the discernment process by letting others do it for us. Some way this is having faith in someone else's faith, the famous phrase of William James, that to do that is to allow someone else to have done the work of discerning. And you merely trust them that they were right, that they did the work properly, and go along in some sort of Congo line or something, follow behind someone else. Well, Gnosticism is not about following behind someone else. We are all called upon to be trailblazers, the blazers of our own trail, our own path through the world and back to our home. And we cannot rely upon the discernment process of others alone. might be useful to us. Indeed, if we don't make use of that, then probably won't get very far in life. But we cannot simply adopt, cannot simply accept what others have done. There is more to this process than simply engaging in it. For most people do engage in a discernment process. It is just a false discernment, irrelevant, meaningless. And this is what happens so much in our world today. Things are labeled. Things are categorized. It's considered to be discernment. We've made a judgment. We've considered this. Considered your ideas, and we've found them to be stupid. We've decided to label them some other word that is perhaps a little more acceptable to our audience than stupid. We might call it liberal or conservative or something like that. But really what we mean is stupid. And that is not a discernment process. That is a process of dismissal rather than of discerning. Other times people discern based on truly irrelevant criteria. Things that, in translations of Aristotle, are called accidentals. We might consider them to be incidentals, but I like accidentals. It has more of a Gnostic feel to it. That a lot of what is us, in a way, people really identify with, is a mere accident. Could have been some other way. And people will discern based on these accidentals. Silly examples are skin color. Other examples, silly places, are gender. To attempt to discern in that way is generally the reverse. Is generally one seeking evidence for a conclusion. And then finding the one out of 100, the one out of 200, or out of 1,000 occurrences, and saying, see, that proves it. This conclusion I've carried around has finally found the evidence, and I'm going to go with it as far as I can. That also is not discernment. The categories, the stories we are handed by the world are not generally there for our benefit. They're there for someone else's benefit. They're not there for our liberation. That we can be fairly certain. They're there to make use of us. To turn us into consumers. Turn us into carriers of particular ideas. Turn us into various pack mules of things. Not to rise us up. To be fully human. The readings for today might strike one as being quite odd. When the intent is discernment. The lesson is from the Apocalypse, and in it there is a vision of the heavenly city descending, and words are heard spoken out of heaven, and the last words are spoken from the one upon the throne, who says, behold, I make all things new. The gospel is from the gospel of truth, that wonderful work. In it, our lives are compared to that of a dreamer beset upon by nightmares, following false stories, being afraid of things that are not real, being torn to shreds, divided against ourselves, until we awaken. And when we do, we will count those things as not, as nothing at all. We will see their true value. We will discern them for what they are. There are many ways to go about discerning. The ways in which the world would have us go about are ways in which we would identify with one side or another, and make it a matter of being on this team or that team, and rooting for this team and that team. Yay team, go team, rah rah. And doing that, we short-circuit and completely leave out the discernment process, because it becomes a matter of identity, a matter of merely what we will accept as being like us or not like us. The readings for today point to a higher level of discernment, to use the discernment of the divine, discernment that is in some way related to the perspective of God, to see things from beyond this small microcosm in which we live, to discern things more truly based upon a much larger picture. This can be said to be an encapsulation of Gnosticism, that we must learn, we must know, have gnosis of who we truly are and where we are, and that that gnosis extends beyond the small and narrow horizons that surround us in our world. That gnosis carries us beyond those, takes us and connects us to a deeper reality, to a living presence, the fullness of God. Without that, our discernment is of little worth. It is useful perhaps within a system, within a story. And if we are very, very careful, the system and the story in which they are relevant might be the cosmos itself. But even then, it does not touch upon who we truly are, does not touch upon our liberation, our freedom. We can learn a great deal about the system of the world, the cosmos, the system of the universe. But there is more. If we take discernment to an odd extreme, then we will miss out on much. If we believe that we must somehow justify, prove, account for everything we encounter, everything we believe, everything we experience, that we can find some explanation or some system in which all this will hang together and be accounted for, then we're wrong. Perhaps we may not encounter limits of such systems in our lifetimes, but all systems are limited. The incredible mathematician Kurt Gödel showed in his incompleteness theorem that even the most rigorous systems have truths that cannot be proved within them, cannot be demonstrated. And the cosmos is a very fuzzy system much of the time. Often when people encounter experiences of the divine, where they have the sense of waking up from this nightmare, they try to construct an elaborate system that explains and connects all things. And sometimes they make one good enough that they get other people interested in the system as well. We must always see that these are stories. These are ways of understanding things. All of our stories, all of our means of understanding, are that. They are not the things themselves. To get caught up in making systems is to lose the experience. To get caught up in proving one's experiences to others is to misplace the value and fail at the task of discerning what that experience truly was. The meaning and value of things do not lie in other people, nor do they truly lie in the story and system of the world. They lie beyond it and through it, with God, with the divine, with the transcendent, that which moves through and beyond all that we know. There is our goal. There is our treasure. There is our home. And that is the most important thing to discern. To relate things to that larger picture. To relate things to the true nature of who we are. To discern based upon our gnosis, not based upon what others have done, what others have decided. That way lies liberation. In that way, we may awake from the torments and nightmares, to cease to be torn apart and divided against ourselves. Be awakened, become whole. To hear the voice saying, "Behold, I make all things new," and know it to be true. So may the mystery of that which hangs twixt heaven and earth descend upon us, remain with us always.
More information and resources on Gnosticism, visit the Gnosis Archive at gnosis.org. That's GNOSIS.ORG.